previously on Inside Scoop.
So Lou and Jose will be on there. I love you, chicken. Right?
Yeah,
so,
I love you, chicken.
Right, so that'll be fun. All right. I think we've met few people. Like, we'd want Ashley and Manuel. I think a lot of times we think of Manuel, but Manuel is more of a darker Jose.
Right.
Because Jose is just so...
He's so light and fun and easygoing and laid back and never wakes up on a day where he's not happy.
Right.
You know? The guy is just perpetual happiness. He's so chill.
Yeah, I wonder if he at least gets a job at this point. We'd like to see him get to work. Right?
Yes.
So that would be good. Maybe more than his rapping or singing.
And not just singing his chicken song.
Although
we do love it.
Yeah, I guess so. Because there's a little baby chick now. And so that'll
be... Yeah, so cute. Oh, I love it.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, volume 193. This week, we've got Garrick and Danielle, Annie and David. We're going to talk a little bit. We're not covering Love in Paradise, but there's a dude on there that really may be an all-time cast member ever on whatever 90 Day universe you want to talk about. David, we got some David Dangerfield. Him and Ed are kind of having some issues. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Angela. And we're going to go down a general rundown of HEA and their relationship status at the very end. So we kind of talked about that this week, that we would update everybody. Kind of an inside scoop. Where's everybody at now? So the end of this episode, just don't. If you don't want it spoiled, then don't listen. So right off the bat... You didn't watch Love in Paradise. I had it on, and I watched it. And then when you came in the room, I pulled it back to minute, I think it was like minute 14-something, 14:20-something. This is where we met Kyle. Kyle, the sperm donor.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a load of this guy?
Wow.
Kelly, the stuff on this guy that's coming out from people is through the roof. I'm surprised he's kind of even on the show. But, you know, Love in Paradise has always been its own thing.
Yeah.
So for those of you who aren't watching Love in Paradise, he and this guy, Kyle, was on Dr. Phil years ago when he had, I think, fathered 30
children, you
30
said?
With at the Dr. Phil point. Mm. He's at a point now where he's at 71 kids. And 9 on the way is what he says.
Wow.
He classifies himself as a fertility expert. he
says he has an extremely high sperm count.
And he takes supplements.
Excellent motility.
Yeah, so this guy is, if you haven't watched, it's a bit rough for us. Love in Paradise is. We've kind of even stopped watching
it.
Yeah,
I don't watch that.
We stopped kind of after the first season. It's just not necessarily our... Look, we like trash TV, but...
I mean, we got enough controversial stuff to get past in the regular 90 Day. So this is like all controversial.
Yeah, so
and
what he does is he offers his services worldwide for natural, and I mean natural, fertilization of women. And so I don't know. His whole website has got...
He said he either has sexy old-fashioned way.
Yeah, we won't get too descriptive. That's not what we're about.
Basically hang off the bed and keep their legs up after, which helps gravity get everything where it's supposed to go. Or he puts it in a cup and they...
Yeah, it was a turkey baster.
He's a turkey baster.
The turkey baster method. So... So I haven't even read all of the stuff, but women like all over the world who have dealt with this guy are beginning to come out and speak. And so there's going to be
what?
Just about him as a person, right? He's just a creepy guy, as you probably wouldn't expect it to be anything different than that. So he's in a relationship or trying to be in a relationship with somebody who he first hooked up with as a donor candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it gets expensive. And so here's the odd part, is he takes no money for this.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. So where is he getting all the money to pay his travel expenses?
I don't know. I wonder how much is real and what he's made up over time. I really hadn't spent...
He had a map.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a current map, right? It was him just making X's on a map. This was a production thing.
Yeah, but assuming that's true, how is he paying for all this travel if he doesn't take any money? And why doesn't he take any money? Because he's a creepy dude who just wants to do it all the time.
Right.
And he's willing to go all over the world.
I heard something about him having, and again, I don't know what's true and what isn't true. I just haven't spent any time on this because I don't have a ton of super interest on it.
As I recall, I think he said he had it somewhere around 4 times the sperm count of the average person.
Mm-hmm. I also read a story or saw a story. I didn't read it because I just can't. Been a busy week for us. That he has some kind of birth defect also.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, or he carries a gene of something. So I haven't seen it. This would make all things risky when you did this.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't know how you would vet things. It's just the whole thing seems odd. But I think people get desperate when they want children, right? And you don't have money. So, you know, part of this is the cost of things. So I think it's quick to judge, but people are desperate to have children. So,
I hope he's getting tested regularly.
Yeah, I think you'd think there would be some documents that would be exchanged or something that would happen. I don't know what it would be, but
he'd have to have some kind of contract they sign that says he has no financial responsibility.
Yeah, because he'd be broke if that were the case. So I'm sure it's something like that. But this guy is something else. I mean, it seems like every day, the whole week, there's been something new about him.
And what girl would want a relationship with a dude who's going to continue going around sleeping with people?
Well, that
Let's
comes
just
out.
Say he was on his way to see her and made a pit stop in London.
Yeah.
On the way to France or wherever. Just
Malta.
To meet up with somebody.
Sadly,
and make a deposit.
I watched this episode and it's Malta is where she's a German lady who had moved to Malta during COVID is what it was. And you would think like this would be the biggest controversy or biggest thing of the episode, right? This is a home run. Like this is really for the show. I'm sure it gets people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't check to see if this was a TLC show or not. I saw it on Discovery Plus. So I don't know, but I'm guessing, well, I don't know, because what ended up happening was when they put this out on Discovery Plus, that they missed a scene. There's this guy, Luke, who was going in this tanning bed. Mm. I didn't take this scene because by the time I had seen it, they'd already fixed it. Mm. But he's walking into a tanning booth, you know, a stand-up thing.
Uh-huh.
And my guess was...
Was he getting a spray tan?
Yeah, he was getting a spray tan.
Okay.
And when I saw it the first time, I rewound it to watch it again. But it looks like there was a reflection of him in the mirror. So my assumption is the reflection is what they missed blurring out. Like they blurred out his butt, but the mirror was on the sidewall. And I think you got a full view of his business.
Oh, boy.
In the mirror. Because the mirror was blurred out. And when I looked at it again, I went, I could see, look, I deal with somebody. You know, I've kind of got like not an intern, but something like that, like an assistant. And stuff goes out that isn't always looked at.
Uh-huh.
And so my thought would be somebody's editing and nobody really paid attention to the mirror because they were looking at his butt in the scene. So his whole butt in all of it got blurred out. And my guess, if the butt got blurred out, then it made it probably a TLC show. Because I think Discovery Plus or Max would let the butt through. Just I think so. So maybe it is actually on TLC. I think the last season they had some success with. But this was a big deal, and it got yanked. And so, depending on where you're watching it, you didn't see it for 24, 48 hours or whatever it was. So, I mean, Love in Paradise is really, it's really coming out with a game. With a bomb, I guess, is what it is. They've got Kyle, and they had Manparts on the show, which maybe is why we're not watching all of this. It explains it. Originally, it was like South America, but now they've really spread it around to wherever they can find people. So there's that. That was something. It was quite a week for Love and Paradise. I don't think, just in general, that I'll probably watch another episode. Just with the watching we've got going on and the stuff we see, I'm just not sure it makes it there into that watchable thing. So, but it was, yeah, I think the only reason I watched it was because of the stuff going on with Kyle. I needed to see if this guy was real. What a piece of work. You know, it's kind of like Seeking Sister Wife in Garrick, right? It's like this is a one-person show. But I think...
Freak show.
Yeah, there's more than that. It's really a very colorful cast of characters that they've got on.
But I won't be watching.
No, but I can tell you it's pretty colorful. Say what you want. There's a lot of stuff happening. It's the track. I mean, it's not, what was the one, MILF Manor? It's not MILF Manor.
Right? Well, that whole concept is trashy.
But it's like a step back from it. It's not quite everywhere else. But for us, it's
MILF
funny.
MILF Manor feels like it should be illegal.
We watch whatever we watch. And Discovery Plus is the place we watch stuff. And so it rolls into it occasionally. And so we make it about 30 seconds more into the first episode of MILF. I watched the whole first episode of MILF Manor. I saw the whole thing. I didn't make it. It's kind of like this. I didn't make it. Wanted to see what it was about. And it was exactly what you thought it was. Dirty. Really dirty. So I get it. We're judgy. That's what we bring to the table. Rest of this episode coming up. Garrick, Danielle, Annie, David. David and Ed, Angela, and an update. So we will be back. If you want to subscribe, $3.99 plus tax. Wherever you subscribe for stuff, we're everywhere. You can find us.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.